We've seen a big shift in clinical research, particularly in breast cancer, looking at translational research, neoadjuvant treatment, and particularly tissue correlation studies, proteomics, gene arrays, et cetera. What about head and neck cancer in terms of that type of work?
I think we've seen a nice growth in that, and one of the reasons it's possible is we obviously have available tissue, whether it's lymph nodes or accessible tumor through the oral cavity or nasal passage. So with the support of some spores in head neck cancer, where there's one at University of Pittsburgh, there's now a new one at Emory, there's one at University of Michigan and Hopkins and MD Anderson, there's a number of spores which really have based their work on tissue correlation with outcome. What we've also seen in the RTOG is we have probably the largest multi-center tissue bank for head neck cancer, and Kian Ang and a number of outstanding investigators, Stuart Wong and others, have really done some outstanding work looking at markers and outcome.
Anything right now in terms of markers and outcome that looks promising specifically?
I think probably the work that's still most interesting is really in the EGFR, not unlike in lung cancer. We don't see the same information about mutations and correlation with outcome that we do in lung cancer, but it's really being queried in the same way, and I think we'll get a stronger picture of that over the next year or two. The other thing to say is that the number of groups that are doing head neck cancer research is down. Right now, among the American cooperative groups, RTOG has a portfolio and ECOG does, but that's really it. The other groups are not involved, so I just would encourage everyone to look for trials for their patients. We also have a challenge for looking for chemopreventative agents because the retinoids really didn't pan out, and we did some large studies, but they didn't pan out. So any opportunity you have to have your patients participate in trials really will move this field forward because we have had a lot of progress in the last two decades, and the further progress will be through the trials.